If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islami, dini wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javed, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are talking about the rules of prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. And let me ask you, Sheikh Javed, this question first at the beginning of this episode. You know, there are times like an emergency which happens to some individuals that they have to, in fact, break their prayer, right?
Yeah.
Well, and they can't carry on their, you know, the practice of their prayer. And there might be consequences if they don't.
You're
so,
right.
In other words, I want to rephrase my question. What are the occasions? What are those situations or scenarios which, you know, in which the obligatory prayer can be broken?
Well, it is haram, the first one, as an obligatory precaution to break obligatory prayers purposely, you know.
Yes.
To break your prayer purposely is not permissible and without any excuses, okay? But if an excuse arises, then of course you can break your prayer. And for example, if you break your prayer in order to protect your property or to escape from financial or physical harm, for example, there's no objection to you, you can break your prayer. And it's permissible to break one's prayer for any worldly or religious purposes, which is actually crucially important for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, if you see that something is being taken away by a strong wind,
mm-hmm.
and you need to protect it, or if there is, for example, wolf, you know, endangering your, you know, sheep, and the wolf is going to attack your ship, you need to protect them, okay, then of course you can break your prayer and offer the prayer later.
Yes.
This is number one. And then it is also number two, it is also permissible to break your prayer,
mm-hmm.
If you you have to either protect your life or the life of someone else whose life must be protected,
mm-hmm.
okay? It is actually obligatory for you to protect your life and to protect someone else's life. You know,
yes.
if someone is drowning and you are offering your prayers,
mm-hmm.
it becomes obligatory to break your prayer because you have to do the thing which is more important. And the most important thing is to protect someone's life. So a drowning person is in need of help and you are offering your prayer, you know, that is not permissible. You must jump into action and quickly protect the drowning person's life. So this is number two. And the number three is, as said by the religious scholars, if a creditor
mm-hmm.
creditor demands payment from a person who is, for example, praying, and if there is a, you know, of course, if there is ample time for the prayer to be offered, he should pay him, you know, at a later time, you know, he can of course break his prayer and offer his prayer, you know, later time. But if there's no time, he should continue praying. So
right.
The creditor is waiting for him. So if there's enough time to offer the prayer, he should break his prayer because it's very important to repay your loan and not to keep someone waiting. Probably if he is in a hurry, you have to do it quickly. But if there's no time left and you're going to lose your prayer, maybe then you have to offer your prayer first and then give the money that you owe to someone.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have number four. I suppose if a person learns during his prayer that the mosque is, for example, impure, it's najis, and of course, and if the time is short, he should complete the prayers, of
mm-hmm.
course, because
yes.
he cannot miss his prayer.
Yes.
But if there is sufficient time, and of course, making the mosque pure
mm-hmm.
or purifying the mosque
is obligatory.
You know, it's obligatory.
Yes.
And he should of course
break the prayer.
He should break the prayer and purify the mosque because purifying the mosque is a collective obligation. Mm-hmm. It is an obligation for every individual.
I see.
Who comes to know that the prayer is the masjid is najis.
Okay.
So if one person actually undertakes to mm-hmm. purify the mosque and wash it or make it clean,
all right,
then others are relieved of the obligation to offer to, let's say,
okay,
To purify the mosque.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us. La ilaha illallah,
Allahu Akbar. The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We were talking about the rules of prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. And Sheikh Javid, in a situation, where one must break the prayer, if he goes on, if he carries on his prayer and completes his prayer, is his prayer valid based on or in light of those situations?
You're right. Well, the prayer is valid, and of course, but the individual has sinned.
Yes.
He has committed sin for not taking action, like, for example, not saving someone's life or not protecting his property, not mm-hmm. protecting his life. Of course,
right,
he has committed a sin.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, his prayer is valid. And of course, His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei has said that as an obligatory precaution, he has to repeat the prayer.
Yes.
He has to repeat it. Because uh-huh. in that case, in that scenario,
right,
he was supposed to leave the prayer and to break his prayer, but he did not do so.
I see. Okay. Sheikh Javid, can one individual break his prayer if he remembers that he did not, for example, or she did not recite Adhan and Iqamah?
Well, if a person offering prayers remembers before the qira'ah, before reciting, let's say, Alhamd and Qul Hu Allahu Ahad, Surah Ikhlas, or before going to ruku, for example, that he forgot to say the Adhan and Iqamah, because Adhan and Iqamah is recommended per se, And if he has sufficient time at his disposal to break his prayer and offer the prayer again,
mm-hmm.
then it is mustahab, not obligatory,
right,
because Adhan and Iqamah are mustahab per se,
mm-hmm.
and you cannot they are not wajib. So also breaking the prayer is mustahab, and one can break his prayer and recite the Adhan and Iqamah because to gain the sawab of reciting Adhan and Iqamah. And that's why Adhan and Iqamah, according to the religious scholars, are highly recommended, and one should not leave out Adhan and Iqamah because of the high recommendation, because they are very important to be recited. And the religious authorities, generally speaking, have said that if a person misses the Adhan and Iqamah, even before ending the namaz, even if he has crossed, for example, the qira'ah and, the ruku,
the salah,
and he is about to finish the prayer,
mm-hmm.
he can still break his prayer and start his prayer afresh. He can mm-hmm. repeat the prayer because he forgot to recite the Adhan and Iqamah, and the Adhan and Iqamah are highly recommended.
I see.
So it's permissible.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid, for your nice elaboration and explanation of these rules and Islamic laws related to prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei. And thank you, dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, the host of this program, and Sheikh Javed, the guest speaker and the producer and the rest of the crew. We say wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
سميع بصير.